station for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Can't stop the rock.
Can't stop the rock.
I'll drink to that.
Did you guys see MC Hammer earlier?
Yeah.
He was going to be back. He was so hot.
Marvelous.
You know,
I'll drink to that.
Check your paranoia.
Hello.
Check your paranoia.
How's he going?
Check your paranoia.
What the?
Check my paranoia.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here he is.
Oh, no.
Well, this is following me.
Here they are.
There they are.
Leave the leader.
And now, here he is. A guy's guy.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi.
Let's get ice cream and all the ships at sea. Hey, they never go to the stadium without their pepper spray. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday,
September 17th.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
There he is.
Now he's doing it at the same time every day. We're gonna have to trip him up a little.
No, actually, I like the fact that he's worked into a bit of a rhythm.
Well, I forgot. You like repetition.
You're goddamn right,
and
I
you
do.
You fear change.
You're goddamn right, I do.
There you go.
Perfectly done, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, tomorrow night in Philly, are you guys going to be going to the High Rock Cafe?
No, we're going to be at Legends. Incidentally, I have vetoed the tent. It will not be a tent cast tomorrow.
Okay. We're actually going to be in the restaurant?
Yes, we will be inside the bar of Legends, which is in the Holiday Inn across the street from Veterans Stadium, which leads right to today's open.
Yeah, baby.
Tomorrow night.
Stage.
Mick. Rob. you trying to dance like Mick Jagger?
You were trying to strut it.
This is Keith.
Yeah, the Rich is
Sedona Mike.
Sedona Mike.
Yeah, tomorrow in Philadelphia, Stones do first of three shows. They're on Wednesday night, Friday night, and Sunday night.
We're going to be in Philadelphia tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
All right.
You got to come to the meetings.
Jesus.
And we,
travel, travel, travel.
We are going to be giving away tickets to all of the shows, all of the Stones shows in Philadelphia. We will have at least 10 winners.
Wow.
Each person getting at least one pair of tickets to the show, and one person getting tickets to all three shows.
Wow.
So that's Philadelphia.
That's for the Turbo Stones fans.
And the question is, what would you do for Stones tickets?
Right. Man, it's been very, very calm about this contest.
Now, it's been a long time since we've done one of these contests. We've never done one in public, and we've never done one in Philadelphia. Let me tell you some of the stuff for you people in Philadelphia. And, you know, we've received some faxes from people saying, I'm from Baltimore, I'm from New Jersey, I'm from D.C. Can I drive to Philadelphia to participate in the contest? If you're a Stones fan, you bet your ass you can.
We wouldn't be allowed to really discriminate against the area, even if we wanted to.
Right. Now, here is an instant message from Lisa Herndon.
Lisa Herndon.
Don't forget cash. Yes, we will be giving away cash money along with the Stones ticket.
So each person gets a pair of tickets and cash money to go out?
Yeah, and the big winner gets big money.
Wow.
I mean, big money.
Nice.
So what have people done in the past to win these contests on the show?
Yeah.
Well, we had a guy come down one time and actually tie weights, miniature weights, to his testicles and lift weights. We've had people eat a variety of things.
Right.
We've had people drink a variety of things.
We've had people shave their heads, their eyebrows, their chests, their backs, their private area.
Their genitals, yeah.
Yeah.
For tattoos.
We've had people get tattoos on the show.
Yeah, it's a variety of things, and we leave it up to you.
And we should mention the occasional oddity. Somebody that might have, like, webbed feet.
Right.
Or someone that might have a glass eye that they can pop out and put in their mouth.
Now, the last time we asked for webbed feet, we got two guys with webbed feet showing up.
And do you happen to remember who liked the webbed feet more than anybody?
You loved it, Mike.
I always like, whenever we do one of these contests, I like to have at least one web-footed, preferably woman.
Yeah, we've only had web-feeted boys thus far. Web-footed boys.
Now, because we're doing the show from a public venue, I understand there's a restriction as to nudity.
Well, here's the way around that.
Attaboy.
If, in fact, the act you want to perform involves nudity, we will simply take you backstage where the act will only be viewed by myself, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Lisa, your judges.
Very disappointing for the crowd that's there, but you will be able to acknowledge the person with a hearty round of applause if you come down. And you're going to be able to come down, and it's open to the public, right, to see the whole broadcast?
Absolutely. Now, we are going to be inside, and I guess every once in a while we'll venture outside. I think, actually, our best move is having our correspondent, Wendell Hall,
yeah,
Vietnam veteran, outside in the crowd with a wireless microphone.
Very, very good.
Because I was on the phone with the toy poodle. And
how's he doing? I know that
high strung.
Oh,
he's
very uptight about
the
this.
The toy poodle has got this whole thing about he wants the concert ambiance. And I said to him, a concert ambiance is great when you're going to a concert.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a radio show,
you want it to sound like a radio show.
Yeah, I said, you know, think about the millions of people who are in their cars driving home from work as opposed to the, you know, 5,000 people who will be at the stadium at that time.
Sure.
There certainly is a balance we can come to, and he said,
he collapsed on his desk, flatline.
At first when I said, no, we weren't doing the show outside, then I said, Tim, we can compromise. We can send Wendell out with the wireless microphone to find out what's happening outside, and then he came back to life.
Oh,
he came back around.
Yeah, then we got a pulse again, and he was, he was continuing on with his job. So there is going to be a tent down there, like, for people to hang out?
Yeah, there's going to be a giant WYSP rock area.
Ah.
Right by where we're going to be.
And the X team will be down there.
Yeah, the Extreme team will be there.
Very good.
And we'll be inside in our little cocoon.
Yes.
Doing the radio show. Okay. And we'll venture out.
That's very good.
And more importantly, we'll be in an area where people will be able to drink while we are doing the show.
Good.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I know that's something you always look forward to.
I do indeed.
And I think no reason that you and I cannot
have a libation.
Join in the fray tomorrow.
You know, if you're doing the show from a bar, why not?
What the hell?
My voice should be back by that point to start losing it again.
But we need you guys to show up. We need you guys to show up, and we need to know what you're going to do to win these tickets. Now, you can go to WYSP.com. There's a link there that has all of the information on the contest tomorrow.
Very good.
Mike.
Don?
Yes.
I'm curious. What if
you don't have to raise your hand. You have a microphone. You're an equal part of the show.
You know, I was reading a magazine one time, and I don't read very often, so it was kind of a rare occurrence. And I read. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
reading, Mike.
I really enjoyed reading. Well, it was pictures, really. I read the captions.
It's fundamental.
And they had these women that were painted from head to toe. And they were painted like one was wearing a business suit, the other person was Spider-Man, but they were naked.
Oh, they had a Sports Illustrated issue one time like that, right? Where they painted bathing suits on girls?
That might have been it. And I'm wondering, where's the law on that one?
I just made my decision.
Good.
That's fine.
Approved. I mean, I would say, really, if you were a woman that did that type of thing, you'd have really a real fast lane in on getting some Stones tickets.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it
going? Josh! You're on the air.
Josh!
Hi, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Well, what can we do for you?
I'm going to eat a tree.
See, now this is the type of thing
that's delightful
that we're looking for.
That's interesting.
What kind of tree are you going to eat?
A young maple tree.
Fantastic.
A young maple tree. I will see that right there.
That's just tremendous.
That's what we're looking for.
Eating a tree.
I will eat a tree for Stones tickets.
That is just fantastic. You know, right now, you're at the top of the list.
And, you know, we're going to have at least 10 winners.
Right.
Maybe more.
Yes.
So if you're in the top 10 of this competition,
you're going to the Stones.
You're guaranteed to go to the concert.
That's how will you be? Well, you know what? I think we should wait till he gets down there to find out how he's going to prepare his tree. But the tree, correct me if I'm wrong, the tree will be like in a pot or something when you arrive. When you begin to eat it, you'll do whatever you have to do to eat it. But, you know, we'll be able to look at the tree before you eat it, correct?
Oh, sure. I'm going to dress it up like a lady.
All right. I don't know.
Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
I don't know what kind of things you're looking for people to do, but I want to win the tickets.
Well, listen, let me just say, whatever you think would get our attention.
Attention?
Attention.
Attention.
Okay.
Have you thought about dressing in maybe a native costume?
That didn't really come to mind.
Oh, think about that.
I could do that.
Have you thought about...
I mean, I hate to assume that you're, you know... what is your country of origin?
Spain.
Spain.
Ah, Spain. Mm-hmm. Spain.
Yes. So you could have those things in your hand, those cucaracha things?
Is it comaracas?
Yes, the comaracas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could come down and act like you're dancing on some cockroaches.
He's raising his hand.
Mike, yeah?
Don,
I hate to keep asking these questions, but I know, you know, that we're making some of the rules today as we speak. We've had contests before that you've referred to as like a homemade bikini contest. I was wondering if someone was to come down with their own outfit homemade. Yeah, Don has just given his approval on that also.
That's a winner. And I want to tell you something. If you come down and you dress like a, you know, one of them, what do you call them, merengue dancers, whatever they are, and you got the clicky-clicky things in your hand, and and you sit down and you spread your legs and a bunch of cockroaches come out.
Oh, no.
You're guaranteed to win tickets.
Yeah, I don't want to put cockroaches down there.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't know.
Oh, now you're not doing any work whatsoever.
Not here to the game. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good luck.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Calling about the Stones tickets.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear my idea?
Yeah.
Well, I want to win the Stones tickets, so I was thinking about dropping some fairly good-sized stones in my nuts.
That would be okay if you signed the waiver.
All right.
Sign the waiver. Stones on your stones.
Absolutely.
Damn right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Good luck.
See
some guys have more of a threshold for pain than other guys.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. Being topical, I thought maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to spray myself with pepper spray to induce vomiting.
Oh, with the game last night.
That'd be a good
stuff. Now, listen, vomiting, while not encouraged, is allowed if it happens naturally.
Yes.
Sweet.
For instance, if you're one of the guys that wants, we've had people come down and say, I can eat 50 eggs,
right?
I can drink, you know, like my kid was doing on vacation, I can drink a gallon of milk in an hour. Mm-hmm.
In the event that this gentleman was to come down and spray himself, you know, in a confined area, we don't want to have any other of the patrons experience this, but if he was to spray himself...
No, not like the game last night where all the players are running off the field.
Oh, man.
What happened? Well, here's the story, believe it or not, and I tend not to. There was a scuffle in the stands,
right?
And one PG County police officer pulled out his little mini can of mace, pepper spray, right, in order to get one person under control, one out-of-control drunk fan.
Right.
And allegedly, there was a big burst of air, and just this one little was enough to make two entire football teams run off the field.
Wow.
Covering their eyes and stopping the game for 5 minutes.
Oh, what they said is that somehow, and again, these words are bandied about a lot, somehow the microscopic burst of mace went into the ventilation fans by the bench. So what comes out in like a pin thickness line of fluid was immediately dispersed over all the Eagles.
Into a
like
cloud. A misting thing, and that had pepper spray in it.
So listen, the deal is this. That if you've got something you want to do at the live show tomorrow to win the Stones tickets in Philly, we'll be at Legends, right across the street from the vet.
Right.
Call in.
Oh,
here's someone who's got something they can do right now. Garrison. Hi, Garrison.
Hey. How you doing, Donna Mike?
We're doing great. What would you do for Stones tickets?
I'd sit in a chair, and I'd turn the radio from WGFK to the Man Cow Show.
Oh, I can't tell you how that has cut us to the quick.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. I mean, you actually... Let me just say that is such a beautifully thought-out plan.
Oh, my God.
Did it work? May I offer you a one-way ticket to the Al-Qaeda? You are such a shrewd... terrorist.
Boy, that is the very first time we've had a man cow like stalker caller. That is.
I thought that everyone called in with Stern or you know the other guy.
Yeah.
And I thought
that's what
I'm
doing.
A man cow.
Well, you got to laugh out of me. I'm not sure we give you the tickets, but you got to laugh out of me.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what if I get two chicks to do some ass play for y'all?
That's now again. Again, it would have to be, you know, behind.
We're gonna have to have a special curtain
behind the area. But yes, that would pretty much guarantee.
Yeah,
that would guarantee a winner.
Pass play.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I can ask my wife, and I can finish in about 10 seconds.
Well, that's nothing. I do that all the time, sir.
Trick.
I do it all the time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Okay.
I was thinking about banging Lurchy's big fat hurting sister.
What's going on? We're getting a lot of cross promotion with different radio shows.
Hello,
here.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to go for Rolling Stones tickets.
Yeah. Well, what would you do? You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I want to light a firecracker in between my butt cheeks.
That one, we've had that, and it's been denied before, unfortunately. Yeah.
Great thought, though. Great thought. Put your mind back to work.
Unfortunately, the idea of, blowing your buttocks apart, it does not necessarily make us flinch, but management doesn't care for that.
Come up with something else. Call back.
No pyrotechnics.
Right,
you're on the right track, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe a sparkler.
Don and Mike. Hey, I've got one for you. What I'll do?
Yeah.
I will. I could bring a naked assistant, probably, and she could shave my body of body hair. Then I could apply some kind of aftershave to my body.
Oh, like that Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone?
Ooh. How about just plain old rubbing alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol? Whatever that's fine.
That would be a way. And you know what? And I heard two magic words. Naked assistant.
Naked is one thing, but, you know, I am thinking about the people that are going to be down there, and I think scantily clad would be fine, unless you know, we can't do everything behind the curtain.
Yeah, you know, if you bring down a girl who's wearing pasties and a thong or a real small teeny weeny bikini, and she was to shave your head, your chest, your back, your legs.
You know, we're gonna look with favor on every woman showing up in various stages of skimpy attire.
And Mike, I've just received another instant message.
Yes.
That we will supply.
An email?
Yes. Pasties and G-strings.
Wonderful.
Would I be able to increase my chances by exponentially by each woman that I have in the brain?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, if you brought scantily clad assistants and there were more than two, you know, I would say with the rubbing alcohol and shaving your body here, you'd be in the running.
You'd be in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
Top consideration, huh?
You'd be in the top three. I mean, if you come down with a bunch of girls who are wearing next to nothing and they shave your body and then they pour rubbing alcohol on it, I guarantee you're going to go see the Stones tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you.
And they can dance along with my gyrations, huh?
Yes, they can.
They can. Hold on a second, please. That's the first guy I'm putting on hold.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
How about if you staple one ticket to my chest and Mike staples another one to my chest?
We'll have to check on that one, but I
don't know.
We've run into stapling flesh problems before.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That sounds,
really?
That sounds familiar to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come up with something a little more original, my friend. Thank you. Well, you have, I believe you have the gist of what we're looking for tomorrow.
What?
The gist. The gist of what we're looking for tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
The outlandish, the over the top.
Sure.
The outrageous.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fine broadcast tomorrow.
First time we've ever done one of these shows in public, one of our freak shows.
Right. Very, very hard to do them in public because there are, you know, certain parameters that we have to adhere to. But I once again want to tell everybody that, you know, the various skimpy outfits are what we're looking for.
But if you absolutely cannot do it anyway but just
be naked,
balls out naked,
right.
We'll have a back room.
Step into our special office.
We'll have a back room and wireless microphones.
Excellent.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike, Sonny Roast Beef checking in.
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
I got something I could do for Stone's tickets.
I don't believe you, Sonny Roast Beef.
No, I'm serious. I could get a partner, and I'll get on WJFK, host a radio show for 1 year, and then be canned because I have no ratings.
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm going to walk around the stadium in an adult diaper with a goat.
Okay, right there.
You know, that's good because that could last for like a good
winner
of the show. Yeah,
winner.
Yeah.
You do that, you're guaranteed to be a winner.
I'm there.
You walk around the vet tomorrow,
and then you know, walk around our broadcast so everybody can see you
in an adult diaper.
On my chest.
In an adult diaper with a goat. I promise you're going to the concert tomorrow night.
Cool.
And that might even be good enough to win tickets for all three nights.
Very nice.
Cool.
And cash. Who knows? All right. Well, listen.
Awesome.
You guys, as you come up with these ideas, call in.
Call in today, because today we're setting this whole thing up, and we'd like to confirm a bunch of you.
We need
give
to
them to Lisa. Give them to Slow Joe. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, I'm the guy that called about the F and my wife for 10 minutes. I didn't tell you the best part.
What?
When I get done, I blow a flame out of my ass.
And you said 10 seconds originally.
Yep, and then when I get done, what I do is I put a lighter, because I always fart when I get done.
Right.
And then I put a lighter right into my ass, and
thank
I blow
you.
A big
okay.
flame out of it.
Right. Thank you. All right,
she
thanks.
Is a very lucky woman.
She is indeed. Last night, I mean to tell you, I was in heaven.
Really?
I was in absolute, well, it was Monday Night Football,
of
Buzz.
Course.
It was Monday Night Football. I'm doing the broadcasts with the two different stations, with the two different teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the WYSP booth with Merrill Reese, longtime voice of the Eagles.
Right.
I'm in our booth, the WJFK booth, with Sonny Jurgensen and Frank. And
you were bouncing off the walls even before you left here yesterday.
And Sam. And when I was at the game yesterday, not only did I run into Rudy Martsky.
Ah, good old, how is old Rudy?
He is exactly the same.
I do miss Rudy.
He's isn't he, Rob?
I take one exception. He has not got much hair on top anymore. Did you notice that?
And he still has the twitch.
Yeah.
You know, the eye twitch.
Hey, how you doing?
The involuntary twitch.
He's lost more hair.
Yeah, and did it look to you like he might have started working that day at about 1?
Like you,
what you
like,
mean with the chug, chug, chug?
Yeah.
But it was really great to see him. He hugged us.
Yeah. That's an indication of how much liquid courage he had had.
Was the mouse with him?
No, he was dating Mark Mandel from ABC.
Ah, you know. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hold on, I got to tell you about my meeting with Madden. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Tony.
Tony, what would you do for Stones tickets?
Just about anything, but my thought now is I shoot Gordon Liddy in the head.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen,
no.
That's...
Oh, dear. Serious offers only.
No, please. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not to do that to Gordon, but, to do something for Stones tickets.
Right. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, F you, white trash.
Thank yes,
you,
hi, Dave.
Hey, I can't eat a tree, but I'd eat Lisa's bush.
Well, hey, stand in line.
Okay, you're in the running.
Stand in line. So, last night, I'm loving it. I'm down on the field before the game.
Right.
I'm going between the two broadcast sites, and it's about an hour before the game, and I'm done with what I'm doing before the game, and I'm just chilling out in this area at FedEx Field called... the owner's club,
okay,
where all the snobs are, where the idiots that pay, $200,000 a year to watch the game and to pay $20 for a Heineken.
Is that where they have the racquetball courts and the ice cream parlor?
That's right, Mike. Big sign out front that says you got to be a guy's guy to get into the owner's club.
Yeah, cigars and ice cream.
You got to be a guy's guy. Oh, and what a piece of pie. What a piece of pie at the old Angler Inn.
Yeah, guy. Hey, I'm having a boy. F you.
So I'm just kind of hanging around, and I see the simian-like Al Michaels, who really, I know we kid Charlie Broyhill about being a monkey, but really.
You believe in miracles.
Really, especially when you see him in public, Al Michaels really is like half monkey, half man.
Wow.
He's got that weird chimpanzee haircut.
Yeah.
And he's got the bottom teeth that are just kind of jutting out like this, and he does kind of all kind of hunched.
You didn't have any personal contact with Al, did you?
I did not. Obviously, I did not.
No one does.
Al's a star, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Al is a star. Al could not be bothered.
Yeah, Al's always been, when we've had any proximity to Al whatsoever, it's always like he's pretty serious.
Not that I would even approach him, but I mean, I saw him just walk right by people who just say, Al, I'll just walk. I gotta get ready for the broadcast.
Al Michaels.
At the other end of the spectrum, there is John Madden.
Yeah.
And
who gets it 10 times more than Al Michaels, but chooses to be accommodating.
And there was one point when John Madden was just sitting by himself in
John,
a corner.
John Madden, we agree, is a legitimate star.
And he'd been very nice to all the people that had come up to him, and I thought, should I?
Right.
What the hell? I mean, I've said before on the air, he's like Santa Claus to me. He really is. Yeah.
He's never been on this show where he hasn't been a triple-A guest.
So I walk up, and I say, John... And he immediately just gives me the same greeting and gives everybody, hey,
right.
How are you? And I said, nice to see you again. I'm sure you don't remember. I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. And he just gave me that look like, yeah. And then I said, we had you on the show one time when your son was getting married. And he said, oh, you're the guys my son listens to in Oakland. So immediately he was cool. He said, have a seat.
Right.
Starts asking me all about the stadium, starts asking me if it gets loud, starts asking me about the differences between the new stadium and the old stadium.
Right.
And then I figure I'm in this deep, I might as well go all the way.
Sure.
I said, John, are you playing fantasy football this year? And he says, of course. And I said, God, I hate to sound like Joe Fan, but can I ask you a question about my team? And he says, sure. I said, I got Warner, I got Bruce, and I got Holt, and they're killing me. And I just picked up Tom Brady. And John Madden, just like he does on TV, his arms fly and he goes, you are not going to believe this. I got Warner, and I got Brady, too.
Wow.
And I said, then we are in the same boat.
Right.
Who are you starting this week? And he said, no question, I'm starting Brady.
Ah, there you go. So that made the decision for you.
No question, I'm starting. I went home last night, got home about midnight, went right on the computer, Warner's out of the starting lineup, Brady's in.
How about that?
You logged on to the CBS website.
But Mike, if you log on at midnight when not many people are on, it actually moves at speeds the internet moved at 5, 6, 7 years ago.
It is the slowest website I've ever seen.
Very busy this time of year.
You know why it's so slow? Every query is processed by Jim Nance. They all go to him and he has to type everything.
Of course. But, you know, I know I'm a jock sniffer and I know I'm a Madden lover, an unabashed Madden lover, but it's so nice to be a fan of someone, and it's one thing when he comes on the show and he's nice on the show.
Yeah, but that counts too, you know, when he gives you the A material on the show.
But he was just great, sitting there with me just shooting the bull, and, you know, guys were walking by and asking him to come in the booth and do something. He said, hold on, I'm having an enjoyable conversation here. Let me enjoy myself for a second.
Right.
And we discussed the merits of the turducken. You know, that thing from New Orleans.
Turducken, yeah.
You know, that thing, that the turkey with the duck and the chicken inside.
Mm-hmm. You got one year.
Yeah, I got it from Buzz. Year, right? And he was telling me that he's going to miss doing the Thanksgiving game this year. And just couldn't have been nicer. Mm-hmm. I mean,
when you walked away, were you turgid?
Oh, I was wet.
Right.
I had a big, gigantic wet spot on the front of my pants. The only time that I knew I blew it with it was right at the very end. I've been really just being as far as I can be, cool.
Right.
Okay. You know, I'm handling this very well.
Good.
And I just said, well, listen, they're calling you in there. You know, I'm a huge fan. Go to it. And I said, I know I've told you this on the radio, but I have to tell you in person, being with you, you're my Santa Claus. That's when he really looked at me, and he really took just that big meat hand and put it out on my shoulder and said, I don't want to hear you say that again.
Wow.
And I said, okay. I said, it's a compliment. He said, I know it is, but I'm not Santa Claus. And I said, great, but it was just very exciting.
You walked away.
Very exciting.
You and your stained trousers walked away.
Very exciting. Immediately get on the phone, call my wife. John Madden has Brady, and John Madden has Warren. I just talked to John Madden.
And anybody that watched, as I did, a lot of that broadcast last night will tell you that 2 weeks in a row, two blowouts in a row, it is very, very refreshing for ABC to have John Madden on that telecast. Because in the old days, even when they had last year when they had Dennis Miller, I mean, the blowout games, the games that were horrible, you didn't enjoy him. John Madden, when there's a blowout, he starts to relax and have fun. Like when he was showing the cameraman on the sidelines. They have this big, fat cameraman that has the walk-on camera that's got the Stabilicam where it's attached to his shoulder, and it's one of these things where he can walk up and down the sidelines with one of those hydraulic stable cameras,
right.
And he's this big, fat guy. And John Madden starts comparing him to Andy Reid, and he starts talking about sweating. You know, he says, look at Andy, let me get a close-up of Andy. Andy's sweating out of his eyeballs right now. And it was just back and forth. And it's like, great, Matt. It's good having him on that. I'm finding myself now more inclined to watch Monday Night Football because of John Madden.
Oh, and how could I forget this? The last thing he said, I'm walking away. After we went through the Santa Claus thing, then we had a couple more minutes of small talk. And I walked away and I said, hey, I saw Rudy. And he says, I'd be glad to come on your show anytime. You know, is Rudy still on your show, blah, blah. I'm walking away and he says, hey, I know who you look like. Madden saying this to me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he goes, you look like that mobster. And I said, which one? He said, Tony Soprano.
Ah, there you go.
And I said, well,
thank you. Thank you for the bottom
of
my heart.
Thank you. I mean, I took it as...
That's a compliment.
As a compliment.
And that's John Gotti and Tony Soprano now.
Right. Oh.
It's very good.
So I've heard both. And I heard it again today with the guys from Peapod. This is this thing that Giant has. Giant's a grocery store. And, you know, I don't know why they won't advertise with us. Because we shop at Giant all the time.
Yeah. Giant doesn't advertise on this show?
I think we're on some kind of the Giant Food hates us, maybe.
Why?
Maybe because of
a lot of stuff.
Ooh, Timmy or whatever.
Maybe because of the way we talked about
Timmy, the faggy guy that was their spokesmodel.
Or O'Donna Matthews.
But we have never really rude about that. I've done auctions with the Giant Food.
You know,
people.
Maybe they do advertise with us. I don't remember ever playing the
game. Well, if they don't, please, Giant, think about doing it.
We all shop. All I know is that they got this thing now where you can go on the internet and you just click in what you want.
Right.
And they got the whole store there.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring the stuff to your house.
What they deliver?
Yeah. They deliver. I mean, it's like... It is the greatest thing about living in a city like New York, that you can call the grocery store and they deliver. Well,
they can't deliver out to where I live.
If you got a Giant, they got this thing called Peapod.
Check into it.
And you log on the internet site, and boom. My wife says to me today, we can't leave the house because the Giant's coming with the food.
Right.
The guy, they backed the truck up the driveway. The first thing the guy says to me is, hey, I'm coming down my driveway. And he says...
In your robe with your white beater shirt?
He says, with his slippers. He says, you do look like that Tony Soprano guy. And, well, what else did they say? The worst thing for my wife to hear.
Oh,
you know,
no.
The guy says, a couple of black guys, a brother, one of them says, my wife says... you are fine. You're better looking than you sound on the radio. And she says, oh, thank you. And he says, I don't care. Well, I know he gets those calls about you, but you should be on every day. You should be on the show every day. And I was looking at him going, oh, she doesn't need to hear that.
Yeah, well, she likes it.
Doesn't need to hear that.
Can't believe they have this thing that you can do where you
can
have a truck.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
I hate grocery shopping.
Hate it. And our next break, when my cunning honey's at home, we're going to play a game to see if you can guess, since the boy's back in school now, what my wife's fall distraction is.
Hmm.
As you know...
Not a pottery class?
As you know, every year, she picks something that she makes a half-ass attempt to go at.
Right.
And this is not necessarily... a new venture for her. So please hold your guesses until after the commercial.
Very good.
But she has her new fall diversion.
Good for her.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. I'm just wondering if you guys got a chance to glimpse at Melissa Stark last night in the backgrounds getting primped up and ready for her next interview during the pepper spray incident.
I didn't see. I was at the game. I didn't see the TV.
I didn't see it, and I was going between, since I was traveling on Sunday night, I was going between the Sopranos and the football game.
Can she be any more hot of a POA?
Melissa Stark isn't on my list.
Oh. I think she can. I think she's a carpenter's dream.
You've definitely got to recheck your list.
She is flat as a board and easy to screw.
You want the TV hotties, you have to go with, as much as I hate to admit it, you have to go with the women that are on that Best Damn Sports Show, period.
I would still have Jillian Barbary.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week.
She's up there also, but man, they got this, is it Leanne Tweeden or whatever her name is? And she's a local girl, and she is...
I can't stand that show because Tom Arnold is on that show.
I can't stand the show, but the women on there are very hot.
I got a pretty good look at Stark on the sidelines last night, and I think if you washed her face... Her face would be the size of Beetlejuice's. I mean, she had so much makeup on.
Oh, you mean at the very end of the movie when Beetlejuice has the tiny head and a big, gigantic body?
And Leslie Visser.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Maybe a bit more makeup for her.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, is it Mike? I was just trying to reiterate what Mike was saying. Mike, did you hear the comment that Madden said about the center? About the body on the center?
Yeah, he did a great... It was right about the same... It was right after he was doing the whole thing about the camera thing. He's talking about bad bodies.
And
he's like, they're guys that just have bad bodies.
Bad bodies.
Anybody besides Madden saying that, it would sound like he was gay. But when he's talking about... And they're just showing the center on the Eagles. And he said, that's just a bad body. You can't get a worse body than that. And coming from Madden... You know, but Al Michaels, not a lot of guffawing...
No,
you know,
he was
just a humorless guy.
Busy picking insects out of his scalp and eating them.
Al Michaels does not laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, first of all, keeping up with what you're talking about right now, Mike, did you hear before halftime when Andy Reid tore into Melissa?
No, I did not hear that. Ooh. I was probably watching the Sopranos.
Did he tear into her sexually?
Well, no, verbally.
Oh, verbally.
She asked something about, you know, last week you had trouble coming back from 14 points down. You're up by 16 now. Does that concern you? And he goes, I can't believe you'd ask a stupid question like that, Melissa.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
But
and then he ate her.
He said, Melissa.
Then he, like, picked her up in his hand, put her in his mouth.
I can't believe you would ask me a stupid question like that. You dumb whore. Good day to you, ma'am.
Oh, man. There we go.
I said good day.
Coach Reed.
But my main reason for calling was an idea for tomorrow's show.
Yes.
I was going to come and sing the extended mix version to Don Geronimo's Phone Hunt. which is a song I created a couple of days ago for you.
Yeah, if you would like to come down and perform, please do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm happy to see the Eagles finally got some respect on a national show. For all those pussies out there in this country that want to put Philadelphia down, it's good to see a team like Washington get run all over.
Well, Washington got their ass kicked.
Yes, they did, and they made a total mockery of your coach down there.
You know, I'll tell you, with all the money invested in Steve Spurrier, watching it on TV, especially...
He sure does look like a hee-haw reject when he loses, doesn't he?
He came across very... I mean, you know, say what you will about early in the season. That is a big game.
He's a ball coach.
It is a national spotlight. And
I'm a ball coach.
I'm having some trouble with my communication device.
I can't figure out how to talk to me, to ye quarterback.
I don't understand what's going on. I got a problem with my communication device.
Maybe I just want to yell across the ballpark.
Come on now.
Hey,
come on.
Shane.
Yell ballpark.
Shane. Go deep, Shane. Hello. 411.
Let me put my face in my hands again. I'm going to put my face in my hands.
God. Jesus Christ.
F you.
Talk about losers.
Yeah, really.
Hello, Don, my show.
What's going on, man?
You know,
I didn't know.
There was the inferiority complex on that caller from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's sad. It is very sad.
Hello.
I think we lost all the funds there.
Well, I hit the delay.
As apparently, okay. So did everyone else.
I'm in charge now, gentlemen. How is it the last week, when I don't have my finger on the button, some guy says the F word, and I'm like, it goes past four sensors.
Yeah, I mean, what is the deal? Who's doing it now? Whose job is it now? Who is the backup person?
Is it
Gwendy?
Is it Brown Gwendy?
Brown, yeah.
Brown Gwendy? Well, Brown Gwendy, I hit the button, honey.
Honey?
Come on, honey.
God damn it, honey.
Come on, honey.
God damn it, honey, and honey, I miss you.
And I'm doing well.
And I'd like to be with you, but you're going to hell. Was that you, Lisa? Was that you? How many people hit the dump?
No, I did not hit the dump that time, but sometimes when I'm not sure if you do, and I do, then it drops the phones out. But it's either Brown Gwendy or Travis Bickle who's on the dump.
Oh, Travis Bickle's on the dump?
Well, that'd just be an indication of how much they trust us here. Four people, four of your Infinity Broadcasting employees, all with one job. To make sure that nothing bad gets on the air.
Travis Sauna Studio Bickle.
Right. And Charlie also has a button in his office.
So that's five.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Five buttons.
My God.
They really trust you around here.
My
yes.
God.
Are you there? Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah.
Yo.
What's going on? Hey, I didn't know, I accidentally called the Sports Junkies, man. I thought I was calling Don and Mike.
Oh, come on. We can talk about Monday Night Football.
No, but on a more serious note, man, what's up with your boy that answers answering the phone, man?
He's a retard.
I was telling him about what I do for the tickets, man, and he was, you know, all like, you know, I told him I'd give myself a Hummer, you know, in front of everyone.
Well, now, you couldn't do that in front of everyone, but you certainly could participate.
Well, you want to watch Don?
You could participate in the contest if you could do that.
F you.
But look, your boy says,
F you.
So how tall are you?
No, he's not retarded.
No. You know, I don't know who's more retarded, you or Joe.
So how much?
I'm giving it to this guy.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah,
I was like,
not,
whoa.
I don't want to enlighten everyone. He's not serious.
Don and Mike, hello.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Well, now what?
I don't know.
They didn't hit the delay because I said F you, did they?
No. You can say the letters.
Of course you can.
GDMF.
S-O-B,
S-M-D,
Watch
it, E-M-P,
D-M-T.
There he is.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Tom.
It's great when Tom just gets through normally.
Yes.
What do you want? Tom, I'm not in the mood for you right now.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm angry. How do you spell angry?
Angry?
Yes.
A-U-N-G-E-R.
Hunger.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Well, what do you want, Tom?
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Nope.
No. Wrong day to call, Tom.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, I know why.
We just had a couple of callers piss us off.
Yeah.
Who pissed you all off?
A couple of callers.
What was their name? Give me the phone number. I'll call them and piss them off very good.
Good old Tommy wants to help.
I'll help you all.
That's all right, Tom.
Hey, I know what I can do for the Stone's tickets.
What?
Dress up like Santa Claus.
Tom, we'd love to have you if you can make it up to Philly.
I'll ask the finger to bring me up.
You'll ask who?
The finger.
The finger guy.
The finger guy. Oh, the guy who gives us the finger all the time. That guy.
Yeah, look forward to seeing him again.
How do you spell Santa Claus?
Santa, S-A-T-A, Claus, C-O-L-A-N-S.
Right.
Santa Clonus.
Right, okay. Tom?
Yes?
Tom, you can be my helper here. What does that sound mean?
Call of 100.
For what, Tom?
For Stern's tickets.
No.
No, Tom.
What's the con?
The secret sound.
The secret sound.
Tom?
It's Charlie.
Tom, what's the phone number?
1-800.
No.
So it's 202.
No.
What?
877.
877.
365.
365.
36.
36. That's the Philadelphia line number, and local number is 202-432-1067.
And Tom, we're looking for caller number
100.
And now this is the what show?
The Don and Mike show.
Beautiful. All right, take us to break, Tom. Go ahead.
Guys, this is the Don and Mike show. We're going to break.
How about we'll be right back?
We'll be right back.
All right, one more from the top. Get a running start.
This is the Don and Mike show. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Well, my night is complete. I've just seen that Regis Philbin and Kelly Lee are doing their morning show at night. Boy, I love Kelly. Kelly Lee. I like Kelly Lee.
And Regis.
What the hell are they going to do tonight? That's a show like for house brows.
Yeah. You're not as turned on by Kelly as I am, are you?
No. Kelly Lee Ripa, first off,
I think she is one of the sexiest women on television.
First off, she got that Joker smile.
You and I have always gone
new and improved Joker smile.
Right, yeah, I like Julia Roberts. You don't like Julia Roberts.
And
you like women with small mouths, preferably no mouth.
Kelly Lee Ripa. I was God, Mike.
You like women in, what was it, Twilight Zone, the movie?
Yeah, right.
No mouth. No mouth.
And Kelly Lee Ripa has breasts about as big as an 8-year-old boy.
See, I think that's hard to tell, but I think they're perfect.
I watched that show enough.
I think that they are well formed. They might not be huge, but I think they're well formed.
I don't know.
She just turns me on.
Wonder bra, I think. Anyway, all I know.
And Regis's breasts.
Now, his are gigantic.
Yeah.
Beautiful. His are just big, huge, hand meat.
Yeah, but those hairy nipples.
Hand myths, excuse me.
I hate those. Yeah.
Don and Mike show, his big man teeth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Brent.
Hi, where are you from?
Spokane.
All right, Spokane. Okay, fan. Glad they're running the show again live.
Very good.
You won the Monsters, Inc. prize pack, meaning you won a DVD copy of Monsters, Inc. before you can rent it or buy it. Which is now a useless statement because you can rent or buy it today.
Monsters, Inc.
But still, you got it, and that's from Blockbuster. Now, you're going to play for $1,000 with a common everyday sound heard in most modern homes. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, please don't answer until Mike sings like
Keith Richards.
And we wish you Godspeed. Did him have order.
Caller, name this sound.
So now you're going to get... There you go. Free listen. And that's a secret. Clink, clink, thud. Clink, clink, thud. Clink, clink, thud. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
This is Keith.
Yeah, the Richard.
Yeah.
To Don and Mike.
To Don and Mike. For $1,000, what's the sound?
Oh boy! It sounds like a stereo glass door that with the magnet.
We have used that before.
Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry about that.
The previous secret sound, dumbass. Thanks, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
A clue for you. Okay. Who wants to guess on my wife's fall diversion?
Well, you said it's related to something she's done before?
Yes, one of her other diversions.
Is it artistic in nature?
Yes, you're close. You're damn close.
She's taking a stained glass class.
She is not. She has done that before.
She's done that before?
She has taken a stained glass class before.
She's taken a pottery class before, too.
So it's not another book club this time.
No. And what's this from the back room?
That's from Joe.
Is it shopping? No, that's not
the lifestyle.
That's an everyday deal.
Is it painting of some kind?
You're getting close.
She's taking a watercolor class.
No. More serious than that.
Is it sculpture?
No.
Yellow.
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Hello.
Let me talk to the winner of this week's fantasy football.
Why, hello.
Let me talk to the man who won the money this week.
Wow.
What can I say?
I got it.
Whose team did I beat?
Yeah.
Hey, you beat Uncle Mike.
Don't gloat.
Got your team.
How many points did my defense have?
Marty, I don't know. Look, go on the website.
I'm pretty sure close to 100.
Go on the website and look for yourself. You know, he got the trade from me. I can't help it.
Congratulations.
No. He is not a gracious winner.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry, Uncle Mike. Really, if you played anybody else, you probably would have won.
Yeah, I guess I was pretty close to being, in the top. What did you beat me by? How many points total, do you know?
I don't know.
I think 30.
Yeah, and thanks to, you know, the incredibly stellar offensive performance by the Redskins.
The retarded Rod Gardner. I don't bother looking it up, Rob.
Yeah, that would take 3 hours.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, let me talk to Mom.
Okay. Uncle Mike?
I'll only get it before the show's done.
Yes, Bart.
I forgot to... What's your record?
0-2.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Same as mine.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, and I hope this comes back. It's going to come back and get
you. Yeah, same as mine. And what's your record right now, boy?
2-0.
Yeah, it's a long season.
It is a long season. I'll remember this gloating.
And I'll remember the year I started 0-5 and won my last 9 games in a row.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's a long season, and I picked up a receiver today that's going to make my difference.
And who'd you pick up?
Curtis Conway.
San Diego Chargers.
He sucks.
He does.
No, he's better than my other sucky receiver that I dumped. He's better than Corin Robinson.
He does all right. Oh, you know what we're doing this weekend with the boy? This weekend, Mom and I, and, you know, I'm Dad, she's Mom, and Bart is boy, we are going to Clemson for homecoming.
Very nice.
It's not homecoming.
Yes, it is.
Wait, is it homecoming this weekend? No.
I'm positive it's homecoming.
I just asked Mom.
I looked at the schedule.
That's the respect
it's
of that.
Ball State.
Right, it's Ball State. They always schedule like a team
that
can.
That's claiming it's homecoming. Well, you're incorrect as usual. That's what Mom said.
Nothing but respect in the household.
God damn. You know what? I'm the man that makes things happen in that house.
You are the straw that stirs
the drink. And look how I get treated.
Yeah.
Like a bendy straw.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get when you have an 0-2 team.
All right, now listen, I thought that it was homecoming because Clemson is playing, incidentally, David Letterman's alma mater.
That's
Ball
right.
State. Ball State.
Mm-hmm. Ball.
So the deal is that we're going down. Clemson still appears to be number one on Bart's chart.
Good.
As far as colleges, he's applied. I think that's the one he's going to keep in his back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going down this weekend for a football game. And Bart, now what are you doing? You spending the night at a frat house?
Yeah, I'm spending the night after the football game at the frat house.
And in an undying, one more just a desperation move for us to show how much we love our son, while Bart spends the night at the frat house, Frida and I will be spending the night at the house of one of the teachers.
Now, Dad?
Yeah.
Please don't make it so I don't get in. Careful. Careful. I mean, forward to it.
He is definitely wound up today, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
It's that victory. It's
full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even want to discuss with me your car.
I heard it was way messed up.
Yeah. Not you heard. I heard. Mom says to me today, I woke up and I said, I got in late last night with the Redskins.
I told you I needed brake pads a week ago.
I said, where's the boy's truck he takes to school?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do what?
Nothing.
Yes.
What did Mom say?
No.
The exhaust is somehow broken.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't say that you didn't do it because you did it.
How? How can you break an exhaust system?
Exactly. Same way you can wear out brake pads early.
How?
The deal is,
it's called hard driving.
I get in this car. Frida says to me, Bart took the other car to school because his truck that we got him to drive back and forth to school in.
He needed brake pads.
I get in this thing, and I start it up, and as soon as I back it up, I've not even put my foot on the brake pad. I hear this metal on metal sound. The car, when I put it into drive, immediately starts leaning towards the right. It's like I'm not even turning the wheel, but the wheel is turning to the right.
That's been happening for a while.
So,
no, it was out of alignment after I busted the tires.
I get to the gas station, and I tell the guy, and incidentally, the car, you know, like my son's room, just
a clean, immaculate,
a pigsty of.